This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Confirmed coronavirus cases are going up in 80% of states in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In data compiled by the COVID Tracking Project, all but 10 states are showing a rise in newly reported cases the past 2 weeks. Johns Hopkins University's numbers reveal the number of confirmed cases each day in the U.S. hit another all-time high, close to 51,000, nearly doubling the daily total over the past month. The president's calling the spikes flames that are being put out.
The crisis is being handled.
Opponent Joe Biden says the president's ignoring reality.
We're months into this crisis, and that's still his best answer?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A British socialite who has been accused by many women of helping procure underage sex partners for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested in New Hampshire. Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the late media tycoon Robert Maxwell, was taken into custody Thursday on charges she helped procure underage sex partners for Epstein. Audrey Strauss is the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, then delivered them into the trap that she and Epstein had set.
At a brief hearing Thursday, a magistrate judge ordered Maxwell to remain in custody while she is transferred to New York for a detention hearing there. Maxwell has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and called some of the claims against her absolute rubbish. Epstein killed himself in a federal detention center in New York last year while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. A fire and an explosion struck a building above an underground nuclear enrichment facility in Iran Thursday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The site has been identified by U.S.-based analysts as a new centrifuge production plant. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization downplayed the fire, calling it an incident that only affected what they described as an under-construction shed. However, Iranian nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi rushed after the fire to Natanz, which has been targeted in sabotage campaigns in the past. A photograph later released by the Atomic Energy Agency showed a brick building with scorch marks and its roof apparently destroyed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Scores of people were killed in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, with more feared dead, as Emer McCarthy reports. It happened after a heap of mining waste collapsed into a lake, triggering a wave of mud and water that buried many workers.
The miners were collecting stones in the Pakant area of Kachin State when the muddy wave crashed onto them after heavy rain, the fire service department said in a Facebook post. Video obtained by Reuters shows body bags lined up as people wait to identify the dead. Deadly landslides and other accidents are common in the poorly regulated mines of Pakant, which draw poor workers from across the country. About 100 people were killed in a collapse in 2015, which strengthened calls to regulate the industry.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A new study finds that being kind to others actually pays off. Walter Ratliff of AP reports.
Scientific research into human kindness is booming. In a series of studies, psychologists put the role of kindness to the test in numerous experiments and repeatedly found that people feel better when they are kind to others, even more than when they are kind to themselves. Other studies showed that kindness was more highly prized than values like ambition, tradition, excitement, security, and even power. Scientists say we realize that humanity benefits and we are all better off when we are kind to each other. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Veteran journalist and television personality Hugh Downs has died. He was 99. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
Hugh Downs was all over television. He hosted game shows like Concentration, did The Tonight Show with Jack Parr, hosted the news magazine 2020, and the series Live from Lincoln Center. He was even an announcer on the children's show Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. He held the Guinness World Record for the most hours on TV until Regis Philbin broke that in 2004. Downs said in a 1999 interview he tended to reboot his career every 10 years, but he spent twice that at 2020.
When I had done 2020 for 10 years, I thought I really ought to move on, but I looked around and there wasn't any place I could go that I thought was up.
I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.